When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here, and Kendra has brought in some cotton candy grapes for me to try because I had never heard of them. I have never tried them. So they're sitting in front of me right now.
Bum, 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 bum. Hey, bum, bum, bum. Got any grapes?
Yes, I do. In fact, I have a giant tub of them in front of me. I just washed them. So they're green. And
they're seedless grapes.
They're seedless, but they're really large.
Well, that's what she said.
So these are Sweetums cotton candy grapes.
Yeah, they're good.
You just got them at Market Basket, right?
Yeah, and they're not always in season, so you have to look and see, but you're going to try them. You've never had them before.
I've never had them before.
Wait, so they're going to be... Before you pick one, don't pick a mushy one. Feel them out. Make sure you pick a nice, firm one.
This is a firm one.
Okay, because I don't want you to have a bad experience on the first grape,
nope,
so get
this
a good
is,
one.
This is a nice... well-shaped, firm one.
I don't want you to have a bad, bitter one.
Out
and
of
then
context,
you're not gonna like
this
it.
Really sounds bad.
No, I don't. All right, take a bite.
Here we go, everybody. Well, can you hear it?
You bite into, who bites into a grape? Just put the
it's
whole grape
so large.
Into your mouth.
Mm, it's actually quite good.
They're good.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody bite half of a grape before, though.
You
That's
haven't?
Interesting. No. I usually just put the whole thing in my mouth.
Oh, well, it's kind of large.
Yeah, but... They're not that big. What are you talking about?
If somebody doesn't know what we're talking about, this sounds a little bit suspect.
You like them, right? They're not bad.
And they're not as sweet as I thought.
No, they still taste like a grape, and there's just a tiny little flavor of sweetness, right?
They're really good.
I know. And there's a whole tub there for you. Enjoy them.
I'm not going to eat a whole tub of grapes.
No, but it's funny. I bought them and I brought them home yesterday and my kids were like, oh, can we have some? I was like, well,
no.
You need to wait a minute. I need to bring them in for Sue. You can't eat them yet.
Well, this is like, what do we do for a living? I actually am enjoying these.
I know you don't like
them with cotton candy. Like, cotton candy is so sweet. It's just sugar.
Right.
Spun sugar. So I pictured them being like super like,
and you
super
don't like sweet.
Sweet
because when we drink our coffee together, like you drink half and half in your coffee and I drink French vanilla cream, which is so sweet for you.
Yeah.
So I know you don't like something that's super sugary and sweet, but that they're
no,
good.
No, these are good. I could eat quite a few of these.
I
not
know.
This whole bin, but quite a few, but I like them.
And I hate to say that's why I get my kids to eat grapes, but you know, with a little bit of that sweet flavor, they eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets a little fruit into them, you know, a little sugar, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You really like those grapes, don't you?
Mouth full of grapes.
Hey,
got any grapes?
Yep, that's it.
Yes,
I do. Enjoy your cotton candy grapes if you're...
I like it.
If you're waking up this morning with us. We so appreciate that you're here. What do we do for a living? That is a good question, man.
But I kind of like eating grapes.
Yeah, so
getting
there you
paid
go.
For it.